My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
All right, you're in the loop, Sports Radio 610. We're gearing up for the Texans facing off against the Vikings on Sunday. Both CJ Stroud and D'Amico Ryans talked about the Vikings defense. We'll get into that here shortly. I did want to mention we were getting some news from NRG about the Texans on the practice field. So one of the things that is good to see, Nico Collins back at practice after sitting out yesterday. So probably expect him to be out there and probably expect him to, I don't know, have another 100-yard game. This Vikings team has a level of give to them, I think, personally. Some other things, Damian Pierce and Joe Mixon, neither of them at practice again.
Mm-mm-mm.
And you didn't want to support him on that, Fig? Thank you, sir. And no Juice Scruggs, no Jarrett Patterson either. So your two starting centers, again, not at practice. One more day of practice, and it's starting to feel like Kendra Green might be the dude who has to go.
Man.
We'll talk about that more. Hey, thank you. Thank you again for that. We'll talk about that more as we go along. Another thing that has popped up on the timeline of sorts, if you are a University of Texas fan, or if you're just interested in, as Figgy talks about, the Manning name, or just an interesting thing in college football, Arch Manning will get his first career start this weekend when they face off against University of Louisiana
Sound
Monroe.
Sound like a Hall of Famer to me.
All right. All right. You have to start with the Heisman first, Fig. Come on now. But yeah, he will get his start as Quinn Ewers still out. I think Steve Sarkisian, the coach at Texas, has said that all of the expectations for the season for Quinn Ewers are still there. Just Arch Manning will get the start here. And so there you go.
Not a bad backup plan, literally.
Not at all.
Not a bad one.
Not at all. They're set up pretty nicely, that Texas team is. And they're managing to deal with a few injuries early and still make it look real good. The AP number one overall in the nation, Texas Longhorns. All right, let's get to it. Where the CJ Stroud, D'Amico Ryans both talked to media yesterday as they gear up for the Vikings. And I've already been very transparent.
Mm-hmm.
I am most interested in this Vikings defense. I understand that you got Justin Jefferson, probably the best wide receiver in the league over on that side. I get it. Sam Darnold has had a resurgence in his career that is admirable in the first couple of weeks. All of that. Understood, given, I don't dispute that one bit. I think that Brian Flores and what he does with this defense are the things that I'm going to be the most interested in watching on Sunday versus your Texans. And so I kind of wanted to get these guys, CJ and D'Amico's perspectives on it. And we'll start here with CJ's second cut, Fig, where they asked him flat out, just what have you seen from the Brian Flores Viking defense?
He does a great job of mixing it up. A lot of great looks to make you think twice and, you know, to get you off your game. And, I'm a big fan of his. He does a really great job in that whole scheme, taking, you know, what they did in New England and doing his own twist to it. So a lot of respect for those guys. And we got to be on our A game in every single way. So, he does a great job of mixing looks and just being really versatile, putting his guys and his D linemen in one-on-one situations, making his DBs look great in coverage. So he does a really good job.
Look, the defense is what it's all about with me too. I mean, you can give, and deservingly so, you can give Sam Darnold credit. You can give what they've done, but I mean, they beat the Giants week one, huge win. Obviously, you know, this past weekend against the Niners, but it's the defense.
Yeah,
it's the defense. It's the pass rush. We've talked about it this week. Best in the NFL in terms of sacks. It's the secondary, which really blew me away, that number that I came across this morning. 41 years of experience in the secondary, which is incredible. They've seen everything, you know, with C.J. Stroud or Brock Purdy, for that matter.
Yeah.
You know, having, you know, been so good at processing and adjusting and getting the ball to the right spot. You're not going to fool these guys.
And they're helped mm-hmm. greatly by mm-hmm. the fact that what's up front is
yes.
a level of pressure, both with the talent that they've added, as Andy mentioned earlier when we talked to him, mm-hmm. but then also just, again, the pressure that Brian Flores is able to generate, sometimes with just sending four, not knowing which four it'll be in the simulated blitz sense.
No.
But, yeah, that's part of what makes it difficult, as we've brought up a few times. Brock Purdy, after that game on this past Sunday, goes up to Brian Flores and says, hey, man, your scheme is crazy.
Like, crazy.
That is the experience for quarterbacks when they play against this Flores defense, is mm-hmm. that you're being shown a lot of different things. And so this will be an interesting test in some ways for C.J. Stroud and, like, the acumen that he has in being able to diagnose and see, like, mm-hmm. they're going to throw a lot of things at you. Are you capable of seeing? And so with that being the case, right, C.J. Stroud was asked on the balance of trusting your eyes during a play, knowing that Flores is, and the Vikings are trying to confuse you.
Mm-hmm. I don't really just go through my process. I understand that. Trust my process. Trust in what I do. Believe in myself. And it won't always be perfect. It's the league, man. Even, like, these last couple of weeks, not everything is going to be perfect. So it's always about the next play and getting the win. So if it's cute, ugly, there's no such thing as a win. And so that's what we're trying to do, and it's going to be a great challenge. It'll be a loud environment, so we got to be on that. But, yeah, it's about just being us.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It is absolutely, you just referenced it. It's a C.J. Stroud. Is he going to be able to answer what's thrown in front of him? That will be, there's a lot of sub stories. You know, we just mentioned some, the center position, the running back position, how the Texans defense approaches Sam. But the story of the game is going to be not just how he plays, but on the way to how he plays, if it's a good game, how he processes and deals with what's in front of him. It's on C.J. Stroud. Mature, smart, you know, obviously, you know, intelligent processes. Well, it's all got to be on there today.
Yeah, especially because
Sunday.
Yeah, obviously Bobby Slowick, it's always his job to put CJ Stroud in the best chance, mm-hmm. Best place to succeed. But as I mentioned, like, you've got to then be able to take whatever play you have, and then we always talk about the idea of making it right in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that gets tougher when it's not just, hey, I see what's happening. Okay, is this going to work? The picture changes consistently, right? And they're throwing all sorts of different things at
mm-hmm.
you and dropping guys out and, you know, having guys blitz, making sure that line, everything, the protection is together. All of that is yeah. something that falls in some way on CJ's shoulders. So it's quite the test for him against this defense with Brian Flores. So I'm very intrigued how that goes. How about, let's hear from D'Amico Ryans. He talked a little bit also about this defense, about facing some of the zero looks that Brian Flores is going to bring.
Yeah, communication is huge, not only from the looks that their defense presents, but also from playing in their stadium, right? Anybody who's been to Minnesota understands, like, that's one of the loudest stadiums in the NFL. So we have that factor that will be huge for us on offense. So we want to communicate and get into the right plays, but also with the noise and with what they're presenting on defense, with the noise that they're bringing, it's going to be tough all the way across the board.
I mean, noise and, you know, for sure. I mean, that's notorious.
I hadn't even thought. I guess
they are.
This is all on me, right? Yeah. Like, for not thinking about that. But I had not added that element to it, is the communication that's going to need to be there. Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought about, the noise that they have is just another added barrier for success here. And I think that also comes up in a different way when we're talking about fixing some of the pass protection issues.
Yeah.
Right? It seems like at times communication has been a little bit slacking.
And a third team center.
A little bit lacking,
perhaps.
Right? Right. Possibly Kendrick Green having to step in, right? Like, all of those things come together and make it so that level of difficulty even higher, right? And I'm intrigued to see if they're able to pick up the various amounts of wild things that are going to be thrown at them
mm-hmm.
in that noisy environment with folks with like a Kendrick Green possibly stepping in and not having that same amount of reps and rapport, they're going to have to really, really step up in this environment.
I mean, I fully expect, and this is on CJ Stroud as well, they call him off script, but I think it's kind of a bedlam play. You know, when everything breaks down and you go outside and you're trying to figure out where to put the ball, we've seen CJ Stroud do that a few times. I think that bedlam is going to be where CJ Stroud has to be the calm, you know, in the middle of all that noise and all those people bearing down on him. And so I think that's going to be a test for him as well.
Yeah, and here's the thing. He has that capability. He believes in his ability to kind of off schedule do those things.
Mm-hmm.
I would absolutely love if he did not have to do nearly as much of it in this game in particular. I know that that's a very generic thing to say. That's very obvious, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would love it if the quarterback could just stand in the pocket and deliver
the pass. Ball.
Right? But in this game in particular, right, when we talk about all the things that you're seeing, to then have to then go and try and escape and then try and find likely Nico Collins or one of your other wide receivers and options on the run, like, in addition to all the other things that you're already working on, to have mm-hmm. that additional level of, I guess, stress on a quarterback, I don't feel like that's optimal for what you're trying to do in a game here against, again, a Vikings defense.
It's funny you say that, because obviously, I mean, who wouldn't? You know, you want your guy to be able to pat the ball back there in a nice clean pocket and pick a team apart. But I kind of feel like, and maybe this is just flat out wrong or dumb or whatever, I kind of feel like that's how they're going to win this game. Because I guess I'm acknowledging there is going to be bedlam. There are going to be crazy plays, off-script plays. And I feel like that's where CJ Stroud, as we've seen, is at his best. And then on top of that, I just talk about this great secondary that they have, which is very underrated, you know, in terms of all the hype and love that the Vikings defense is getting. They're talking about pass rushing and all that stuff. I mean, Stephon Gilmore is still, I think he's 34 years old and still playing at 33, whatever, playing at a high level. Harrison Smith, I mean.
Here's the thing about some of the, like, mm-hmm. I think that Stephon Gilmore is gettable when you get into, like, some of the double move situations, not because he hasn't seen it, but because the legs only do so much.
The breakdown
much
plays. That's what I'm
right?
saying.
But
I totally agree.
But I think that, I mean, when I say the double moves, I mean, like, when you have an opportunity to have something that's a little bit more long developing at times.
Yes.
Because being able to, but outside of the breakdown plays, right, where that's happening, I think you would need an opportunity to sit back there and wait for that thing to develop.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
What I'm saying, in my view anyway, is you're not going to fool these guys. They've seen everything. Like, they played against Tom Brady. You know, I mean, hell, maybe Daryl LaMonica, as Mel Kiper put it. I mean, they've seen everything. So when he's in the pocket, it's going to be difficult. When they break down, I think that's when maybe they're vulnerable. You know, when CJ is out of the pocket, et cetera.
Well, according to D'Amico Ryans, one of the big things you're going to need to do, as always, again, is probably avoid these particular situations.
Yeah, it's vital every week for offense success. You know, you want to be in third and short, third and medium as much as possible, or even stay away from third downs by converting right on getting a positive first and second and short. So you want to try to stay out of third downs. Anytime you're in third and long versus any defense, that advantage goes to the defense right there. Playing deep to short, making you force the ball to the check down. So especially versus this defense, we want to stay out of the third and long situation.
I mean, that's a given.
Right.
And I think what is going to keep them out of that, those third and long situations, is what I've said anyway since last year, pass first. Now, I want Cam Akers to get a lot of touches, and looks like he is, and handle this game. But they're going to have to get creative. I kind of want to see more of what Bobby Slowick and this offense does, the Shanahan Kubiak offense, is maybe force that with some more rollouts that we haven't seen a lot, more designed rollouts, more designed bootlegs.
Moving the pocket
to get those guys on their heels a little bit in the secondary.
Yeah, the thing about, I don't know how I can make jive the idea of getting Cam Akers or any of the running backs the ball a ton of the time and keeping yourself out of that third and long situation, mm-hmm. right? Like those early down runs, especially when the ways that if you're not being successful blocking it up, which, hey man, this is a solid run defense. Like yeah. If you're running early downs, you're giving yourself more opportunities to be in that third and long and putting CJ under more of those stressful situations.
Mm-hmm.
Before we move it along here, when it comes to this defense, I do want to also circle back to practice where it seems like we had some corrections on the availability of some of these folks. Joe Mixon, Damian Pierce not at practice. Juice Scruggs and Patterson are back at practice. And I have not necessarily seen to what degree, but it does seem like they are just practicing, maybe not even necessarily off to the side. So I'll continue to give you updates as we get that from practice, but that is a good thing, right? So that gives
you more
of an opportunity to not have to have third center out there in the noisy environment that is U.S. Bank Stadium and against the defense that is going to send a lot of different everything in the kitchen sink at you when it comes to visually what they're trying to do.
I mean, Juice Scruggs, probably more so than Damian Pierce is in fact, I know more so than Damian Pierce. Getting him back would be enormous, in my view. Anyway, I think he's that vital to what we're talking about here with the defense, with the calls, with the bedlam and all that. Even though he's young, I think he'd be much more important for this offense.
So there you go. That's what the principals are talking about with the defense that the Vikings are going to throw at these Texans on Sunday. And again, a little update at practice that the centers, your 1 and 2 centers, are indeed at practice today as they get ready for the weekend. All right, coming up next, let's get into our lunchtime confessions brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. We'll do that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.